Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, man!
Miguel and Holly, mornings on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly O'Connor with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
What is hardballing? And are you about to experience it on a date that you have set up for maybe this weekend or something? Hardballing is a new dating term, much in the same vein of how we got the term ghosting or breadcrumbing or catfishing. Like, there's all of these dating world terms, and hardballing is just the latest. It's when you approach a date in a very no-nonsense way. Seems a little corporate to me, actually. Like when they say, like, okay, we're going to play hardball. Like, that's like if you're in a negotiation or you're trying to get something done sales-wise or whatever. When you play hardball business-wise, you are coming out straight with facts and you're letting people know you mean business. Same thing with dating, apparently. Basically, you let the other person know what you're looking for, whether you are looking for something serious, long-term, casual, no strings attached. The idea is set the expectations up front first date so there's no confusion and you don't waste time. And a relationship expert in LA said more and more of her clients are adopting this approach. She thinks it's partly because everyone is sick of, like, ghosting and whatever else.
Yeah.
So now the pendulum is going back the other direction toward brutal honesty. So this therapist in Chicago saw that this is trending too and said, maybe the pandemic has something to do with us. It's taught us that life is short, so why waste the time? I like where we're headed with this, but I don't like the brutal part of brutal honesty.
I have been saying this for years and nobody wanted to listen to me. I have always said on first dates, I would ask the question, what are you looking for? What do you want? Because don't waste my time. If you're just looking for a casual hookup, girl, that's a whole different story. And I'm putting a whole different energy into this date than if you are looking for something more long term. And for years, people would call me crazy, clingy, just because I wanted to know. Because if you're not interested in long term, that is fine. But I know what I'm getting myself into and how to treat the situation.
But what if you don't know the exact, like, let's say that's your mindset going into it. I don't want anything serious. I just want to have fun. And then you actually get a chance to sit down, meet the person, get to know them for just a date. I'm not saying go out for like a couple months or something, right, but just the date. Maybe it starts to shift your mind. Maybe you don't even know what you're looking for until it's right there in your face. But if right out the bat you're like, I'm not looking for anything serious, the other person's closed off. They're not fully
the
themselves.
Like,
you don't
okay,
give them
bye.
A chance.
Just, I'm going to go ahead and just leave $5 for the drinks here. I'm leaving.
Bye.
Like, it does seem a little harsh to me. Like, it seems like we're letting that sort of the organic way that dating takes place just go by the wayside. Like, we're like, you tell me what you want. What do you want? Do you want a long-term date or no? What do you want? You don't want it? Bye. Like, I just feel like it's so
no, I'm not saying that
harsh.
You have to go in there and be like, okay, if I'm looking for long-term and you're looking for casual, then oop, that's it. We just can leave the table now without even ordering our first drink.
Let's not get apps.
Right. No, but I'm just saying that, like, if I know that I'm looking for long-term and you're looking for something more casual, that means I can make a decision on if I want to invest in just getting to know you, but at least we're all on the same page knowing what we want. I'm not saying you got to walk away from the table, but you got to know also, because someone like me, before I had my summer of single, where I decided not to go past the first date, I let them know that. And then if I made the decision to, like, all right, cool, let's continue to get to know each other, let's do it. But everybody was on the same page.
So as long as you're upfront,
yeah.
I just feel like it makes dating feel so harsh.
Right.
But I mean, I guess you gotta do what you gotta do.
But it leads to less mixed up emotions, because if we're on the same page, if I know that you're looking for something casual, I'm not just gonna, you know, be hoping and waiting for you to ask me out on another date or to become exclusive. Then I know exactly what you're looking for. You're ready to get down on the ground.
Yeah.
Wow, on the ground.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. That's because we're having a picnic.
Yes, of course.
On
with
the beach.
A blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the ground.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.